U.S. Assistant Secretary of State Christopher Hill says the first day of talks in Beijing aimed at getting rid of North Korea's nuclear weapons went pretty well.
We were able to make progress in discussing denuclearization in a way that we were not able to do in December.
December was the last time the United States, South Korea, Japan, China, and Russia joined in negotiations aimed at persuading North Korea to end its nuclear programs in exchange for diplomatic and economic benefits. The six-nation process has been unsuccessful for more than 3 years, and North Korea conducted its first nuclear weapons test in October. Hill says China is expected to issue a draft of a joint statement for these latest talks by Friday.
The idea is that these would be a set of actions, and not a set of pledges, but really a set of actions that would have to be taken in a finite amount of time.
Hill describes that period of time as single-digit weeks, although he would not provide any details about what actions are under discussion. He said they would start the process of implementing promises North Korea made at the September 2005 session of the six-party talks. North Korea boycotted talks aimed at implementing those 2005 pledges after the United States blacklisted a Macau-based bank accused of helping North Korea launder money and circulate counterfeit U.S. currency. Pyongyang has said there will be no progress on the nuclear issue until the U.S. financial sanctions are lifted. U.S. Treasury officials have held two sets of parallel-track discussions with North Korean envoys on the financial issue, which Washington says is separate from the nuclear diplomacy. Last month, Ambassador Hill held 3 days of talks in Berlin with his North Korean counterpart, Kim Kae-gwan, fueling speculations the two countries may soon reach a compromise. Many experts have predicted this week's Beijing talks will yield at least a partial lifting of the financial sanctions in exchange for some incremental steps by North Korea to dismantle its weapons programs. There has been speculation the North will offer to freeze plutonium production at its main nuclear facility in Yongbyon. Hill emphasizes a more permanent solution is needed.
I really don't like to hear this word freeze. I mean, we're not interested in freezing something. We're interested in, addressing problems of created by plutonium production in North Korea.
The United States and its regional partners have maintained that any progress in the nuclear negotiations must be verified by international inspectors, most likely from the UN Atomic Energy Agency. Kurt Asian, VOA News, Beijing.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。